Think Pink on This Moment of Science. Several years ago, the Pink Panther had a Saturday morning cartoon show. Terrible disasters were always averted by him with the greatest of ease, like the time he was inside a falling elevator and, instead of panicking, just stepped out the moment before it hit the ground. Would this work? Think for a second. The answer is no. You could indeed step out of a falling elevator, assuming the door was open, but you'd still be falling at the same rate of speed. After just 3 seconds of free fall, that speed would be 96 feet per second, and the longer you fall, the faster you'd be going. Well, how about jumping upward? Wouldn't that help to cancel out your downward motion? Technically, you could do this, but there's a pretty big catch. In fact, there are several catches. For one, people can jump upward at a maximum speed of around 14 feet per second. Now, if you're falling at 96 feet per second and you jump up at 14 feet per second, let's see. Subtract 4 from 6, got it. You'd still hit the ground at 82 feet per second. No good. How fast would you have to be able to jump? Well, to cancel out the free fall, you'd need a rocket boost of some sort that would send you upward with exactly the same velocity. 96 feet per second is possible for a rocket, and if it fired the instant before impact, however, remember that your speed is constantly increasing. Just 1 second later, you'd be falling at 128 feet per second. All in all, unless you're a cartoon character, you'd better take the stairs. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Charles Horowitz in physics. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.